The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Welcome to the month of December, last month of 2024. Today we are a mere 3 weeks and a day away from Christmas Day. So if you haven't done your shopping for the holidays, best get on it. We have a bunch of brand new music for you today, a little later in the show. But first, I want to go back to one of my favorite albums of a couple of years ago. And it's a team up by two outstanding Toronto musicians, both of whom have appeared on this program many times individually. And it's a duo of vocalist Elizabeth Shepherd, who had an interesting origin, raised by a pair of Salvation Army parents, and I think that's where she got her singing chops. And here she teams up with the well-known Toronto jazz guitarist and composer Michael Occupenti, and they released an album of duets called The Weight of Hope just a couple of years ago. Here from that album is a track entitled Pacing the Cage.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you live too slowly on the page. You catch yourself pacing the cage. Times the magnetic strips worn thin, and each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. of rage. Never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. And all that I could pillage, all the spells that I could sing. It's as if the thing were written in the corner of the age. Sooner or later, you wind up pacing the cage. Sometimes the best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes can bleach dark land for the coming the outbound stage. Pacing the cage.
That was Elizabeth Shepherd and Michael Occupinti with Pacing the Cage from their collaborative album The Weight of Hope. We'll go on to somebody who isn't on this show a lot, but I have put him on from time to time, and that is Ireland's modern bard, Van Morrison. I was reminded when talking to my colleague in the history department at Queen's, Professor Donald Aikenson, that he is a huge Van Morrison fan, and I thought, I haven't put Van on for a while. Now, Van Morrison actually has a jazz side to him, which is probably not that well known unless you are a major Van Morrison fan, and in, I think it was 2018, he released an album of largely jazz called The Prophet Speaks. Here's Van Morrison with Ain't Gonna Moan No More. go to 2023 and from Ireland to Australia, Australia and Brazil, in fact, with one of Aussie's best known jazz pianists and vocalists, and that is Sarah McKenzie. And in 2023, she released her sixth album. The album was entitled Without You, and it's largely Brazilian and Latin American themed. Sarah McKenzie has a particular love for that style of jazz. Let's hear Sarah McKenzie from the album Without You and Wave.
So close your eyes, for that's a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Time was half past three. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. By now we know the wave is on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. By now we know the wave is on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together.
Australia's Sarah McKenzie and Wave from 2023. Now, I have some even newer music, including some released just this past couple of weeks or so. But before I get to that, a reminder that we are in the midst, in fact, the exact midst of our annual funding drive at Radio Queen's University, CFRC. We've got some distance to go to our $25,000 annual goal. So let me encourage you to reach into your pocket or sign on to either the station website or the Queen's University website and make a donation now to CFRC. If you go to the station website, you will be eligible with your gift for free giveaways and some nice raffle prizes provided by local businesses. If you go to the University Advancement website and you can give to the station via that means, you can get that way a tax receipt. I've often asked why I actually do this show. It's partly because I really love music and I love sharing the music that I love with all of you out there, and I have great fun just digging into the details about some of the artists we put on, getting to occasionally interview our artists, and it's just a whole lot of fun. I couldn't do that on a regular commercial radio station and keep a regular day job, but as a volunteer at CFRC, I get to have my cake, a day job, and eat it too, have all this fun doing this show, which is now coming up to its 13th anniversary next spring. So again, go to the websites, either Queen's or CFRC 101.9, and make a donation to keep this program and others like it on the air. Okay, now back to some music, and I promised at the top of the hour some new music, and I'm going to begin with a brand new album, literally released in the last couple of weeks, by my very favorite jazz vocalist, certainly my favorite jazz vocalist in the UK, and I think probably my favorite living jazz vocalist, and that is, of course, Claire Martin. No stranger to this program. Claire gave a wonderful performance at the Isabel back in 2019, and I've lost count of the number of albums she has. She has once again, in the new album, which is entitled Almost in Your Arms, teamed up with her regular Swedish collaborators, including Niklas Fernqvist and Martin Sjöstedt. And we're going to play two songs by Claire back-to-back from the new album. The first is I Feel a Song Coming On, which, in addition to Niklas Fernqvist, also features Daniel Fredriksson and Joe Locke. And we will follow that up with This One's From the Heart, which is a duet featuring Charlie Wood, Carl Martin Almqvist, and again Niklas Fernqvist. So, two tracks from Claire Martin's brand new album, Almost in Your Arms.
Song coming on, and I'm warning ya, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on, it's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, cause I feel a song coming on. Yeah, I feel a song coming on. And I'm warning you that it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on, and it's a melody that's full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now, and now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. It's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now, now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. I feel a song coming on.
Should go out and honk the horn. It's Independence Day. But instead I just pour myself a drink. It's got to be love. I've never felt this way. Baby, this one's from the heart.
The shadows on the wall look like a railroad track. I wonder if he's ever coming back. The moon's a yellow stain across the sky. Oh, baby, this one's from the heart.
Maybe I'll go down the corner and get a racing form. I should probably wait here by the phone. And the brakes need adjustment on the convertible. Oh, baby, this one's from the heart.
The woman's climbing the avocado tree. A double sympathy. Baby, this one.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Just before the break, we heard two tracks. Well, one and a half, really, as we had to cut away from the second one for the mid-show break. But both were from Claire Martin from her brand new album, Almost in Your Arms. We heard I Feel a Song Coming On, and about half of this one's From the Heart. So let's get to some more new music. We have a brand new album from the American jazz pianist Aaron Parks. Aaron Parks has played with Joshua Redman as part of his band, and he has his own quartet. He's, as a leader, released something like 12 or 13 different albums between 1999 and 2024, and he's actually only just 41 years of age, so that's a pretty good rate of production. He has a regular quartet, and with that quartet, he's released a series of albums, for the first in 2018, the second in 2020, and the third just last couple of weeks, and those are all called Little Big. So Little Big, Little Big 2, and Little Big 3, and those feature Greg Tuohy on guitar, David Ginyard on bass, and Jungkook Kim on drums, in addition to our leader, Aaron himself, on piano. So let's hear from the new album, which is entitled Little Big Three. Here's Aaron Parks and his quartet with Delusions. Aaron Parks and Delusions from his new album, Little Big Three. Let's go back a year again to relatively new music, as in last year, from another pianist, a much younger one this time. This is 27-year-old Isaiah J. Thompson, and it's an album he released last year, largely based as a tribute to the late Vince Guaraldi. Vince Guaraldi, of course, famous for A Charlie Brown Christmas and all the wonderful tunes that come from that, and I'll be playing some of those over the next couple of weeks before we take our holiday break. But let's hear Isaiah J. Thompson from A Guaraldi Holiday, and something that isn't Christmassy, but is more appropriate to the big holiday, sometimes I think even bigger than Christmas for Americans, that they celebrated just this past week, and that is Thanksgiving. Isaiah J. Thompson and Thanksgiving Theme.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at CFRC.ca.
That was Isaiah J. Thompson and Thanksgiving theme. Let's go back to Canada and specifically to Toronto now and the jazz R&B ensemble Moodset. Moodset is an interesting ensemble. It features on keyboards and piano Alexa Belgrave, along with Caleb Klager on bass, Mackenzie Reed on drums, Madeline Ertel on trumpet, Jacqueline Tay on vocals. And they've released about three or four albums, including one that has just come out entitled Let's Talk. Here is Moodset and Rain.
Thank you.
Toronto jazz and R&B ensemble Mood Set from their new album Let's Talk. The track was entitled Rain. And time for one more track, again from a brand new band. This is from the Fernando Huergo Big Band. It's from their new album Relentless. And the track is entitled Consciousness of Reality.
Thank you.
was the Fernando Rago Big Band. Fernando is originally from Argentina and is a teacher and instructor at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. This is from his brand new 11th album entitled Relentless. And that will have to do it for today's Dark Classes on CFRC. Remember, we are in funding season, so if you haven't given yet, please consider doing so. And if you have already, my thanks and that of my colleagues at the station to you. I'll be back next week with more music here on Dark Glasses. My name's Daniel Wolf. It is definitely very wintry out there. We have had some snow, so please keep warm and stay safe.
It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I don't do anything. Don't you blame the guy in shades, or no?
The guy in shades, the guy in chains, or no?
I don't masquerade with the guy in shades, or no?
We can't believe it.
You got it made with the guy in shades, or no? How am I?
East country road.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter.
Beat. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
I'm Jesse Brown, and today we will tell you a story from what was known as the Great Darkness. The years in Quebec when Duplessis was premier, the Catholic Church dominated society, unwed mothers had very few options, and some untraditional occupations emerged.
My job is to smuggle black market babies out of Canada and into the United States. Yeah, I've been at it off and on the past 5 years. Maybe there's an easier way to make a bankroll, but I don't know it.
Today, the shocking story of black market babies. In the 50s, abortion was not just considered a sin in Quebec, it was also illegal. Orphanages were overflowing with abandoned children. Yet, they made it really hard for many parents to adopt. They practiced something called religious matching. Only Catholic parents could adopt these Catholic babies. Protestant parents, Jewish parents, any other parents, they could not adopt Catholic babies through official channels. While adopting from orphanages was restrictive, it was somehow not illegal to buy and sell babies. Not illegal in Quebec. All of this created the perfect conditions for Montreal to become a hub of international baby smuggling, a black market baby capital of North America. This is an underworld tale of a baby smuggling ring in which hundreds of Montreal newborns were bought and sold in the 1950s. And it's a family story. Told by the families. As you're going to hear, both of our reporters today have personal connections to the story they're about to bring you. Like, very personal. This is a story about a secret that it took over 100 years and the advent of DNA testing to bring to light. It's a story about a part of Montreal's criminal history that became an international scandal. It led to an inquiry before the U.S. Senate. And I was completely unaware